As Frank Langfitt mentioned in his report, the construction industry was one of the hardest hit areas in today's report. Home builders have been hurt by the real estate slowdown, especially the small and medium-sized developers who build most of the homes in the United States. NPR's Jim Zaroli visited with one developer in New York's Hudson River Valley. He says he's seen housing downturns before, but never one like this.
This is where the wow factor is in this home.
Steve Rieger stands in the two-story family room of a model home in a suburban development called The Legends. Houses here have all the features many buyers like these days: plenty of bathrooms, granite countertops, front and back stairs. Rieger and his brother helped develop The Legends next to a golf course in New York's Dutchess County. Their family has been building homes in this area since 1960.
It's exciting to see the house come out of the ground and to start with raw land and end with, you know, people's homes. We love going to closings and have people tell us how much they love their home. We really look at ourselves as providing the American dream to people who have worked hard their whole lives to afford it.
These days, providing that dream has become a lot harder. Rieger gets into his SUV and drives me around the development's winding roads, which are still dotted with empty lots. Rieger's in his mid-50s. He used to be a partner in a law firm before he quit to join the family business. He's done well for himself. A few years ago, he says, people lined up to build homes here. Land prices went through the roof. But the Riegers are building half as many homes as they were 2 years ago. Revenue has slowed sharply.
We've done okay up until now. We're going to have tough times now for the next 6 months, year, 2 years, however long it lasts.
Do you make money now?
We're not going to make money going forward until the market improves.
Rieger stops to point out a house his company built on spec. It went on the market 6 months ago at $899,000. Now the price has been reduced by $40,000, but it hasn't sold. Prices in Dutchess County have fallen 3% in a year, but many people expect them to drop more. If things don't turn around, Rieger knows he'll have to consider layoffs. The company employs just 15 people, but it provides work to hundreds of subcontractors. One of his employees is assistant foreman Ron Mullally, who's cleaning up construction debris at a newly built home across the road. Mullally says he's seen the job market change almost overnight.
You talk to a lot of the subcontractors and everybody, they're out there feeling the crunch too, where it slowed down considerably. And everybody just hoping that it's going to pick up again soon.
What caused this downturn is something Steve Rieger thinks about a lot. Rieger says housing prices have fallen before in the Hudson Valley, but only when there was an economic downturn. This time, there's no recession. But Rieger says the negative news about the mortgage market has changed buyer psychology. People used to buy because they believed houses were a good investment. Now they're not so sure.
How can we expect that our customers will understand what's going on in the mortgage market? It's almost irrational, and it's frightening. And so I am sure that it has frightened customers away.
Rieger also says the real estate industry shares some blame for what's happened. Prices went up so fast that a lot of people couldn't afford to buy.
As prices became too high, the number of people who could buy the homes that we were all producing became smaller and smaller, and we ran ourselves off a cliff.
And again, really is going to come down to what floor plan you like.
Back at the model home, sales manager Betty Maddock is showing floor plans to a young couple. Lisa Tui says she and her husband Kevin have just started looking for a larger house.
The timing's probably the best timing for us because you can get more for your money. I mean, the houses aren't selling like they used to sell.
To Steve Rieger, comments like that are actually a hopeful sign. He says at some point, customer psychology will reverse itself. Prices will come down so much that people will start to think there are a lot of bargains to be had and begin buying again. Rieger likes to think that point is coming soon, but then nothing about this downturn has been predictable so far. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.